All right, we're now joined by fifth-year head coach Tom Minnick ahead of Garden City and Ellsworth this weekend. Coach, last week you had said that if you guys showed up and you had played your football, you guys would give Hutch a game, and that's about what happened. What were your thoughts?
We did show up and played really well, probably our best game of the year between that and Butler. Had a chance with 8 minutes to go to, you know, have a chance, but just for some reason somebody didn't give us a chance, so... But, you know, 2018, you know, with 7-8 minutes to go, had the ball kicked off and had him pinned down in 10-yard line and then had a re-kick by a guy. It's over by an inch. So, yeah, he's over by an inch. It's a foul. It should be. But the kids played hard. I mean, proud of them for doing that. I told Drew before the game, and Drew knew, like I said, that, you know, we're the team that can – get after them, and if we played well, we'd get after them. If we didn't, we'd probably get killed. But the kids showed up anxious to play, you know, ready to beat the number one team in the nation, which was very close. So, I mean, it was just held up there at the end, and Hutch played a good game, and I knew we'd play a good game. I thought in my mind we'd play really well, and we did. Kids were anxious. Kids were excited. And they were, you know – It even felt better with this loss than the win against Indy, because the kids played so much better and understood what was at stake, and it's just, you know, playing good against good teams, but you also go play good against the bad teams or the guys you lost to, you know, Highland Dodge and stuff like that. You gotta play well against them. I told him it's hard to win a college football game, no matter who it is.
We talked about it last week. You were looking for that most complete game since Butler, and you said that it felt like that most complete game. Where in this game was the team a little more solid than they were missing in weeks past?
Well, I think the quarterback play, as far as making plays with his legs, has helped. Now he's not the guy who gets up there and can check and know where to go with the ball when you're blitzing or something like that. He's not that guy. I mean, he's got to make plays with his legs. There was a lot of – I mean, you could tell when they were coming. I mean, when you go through a lot of film study and stuff like that, you know when teams are coming playing man. And as a quarterback, if you want to move on from here, you got to know what's going on. You got to protect yourself. You got to know where to go with the ball when, you know, everybody's within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. You know they're coming. It's man. This man is coming. And, you know, and getting smacked in the face, I mean, it didn't really faze him, but that's part of your job to get rid of the ball before that happens. And he's just got to learn with that. But he has helped us in the fact that he has scrambled around and made some plays. There's sometimes he should have stayed in the pocket and deliver the ball, and sometimes he runs out when he's fine, and then there's sometimes he just runs out and makes the plays, which is good. Quarterback's a hard position to play in college because you're going to get scrutinized over everything. So, which I'm pretty hard on. I play quarterback, so I know what he's going through and stuff like that when you get after him and that. But you got to be a tough guy. You got to block everything out. You got to be a kid that you know, has leadership skills and stuff like that to be able to help your teammates out when, you know, because there's, you know, everybody's open. So he's getting that in his ear all the time and where to throw the ball and this and that. So I understand his frustrations with some of it. And I think he's grown the last couple of weeks he ran the ball a couple of times pretty hard there. But he's got to learn to protect himself. That's the key in this game, too, so you're not taking shots, you know, to get hurt. So he'll realize that, and he'll go from there. But he's been playing better and helping us with his legs. And I think in junior college you have to have a kid that can run and scramble. You can't have a statue back there throwing the ball, because if you do, they're going to get hit. So I think he realized that you're going to hit no matter what. If you're a statue and you stand back there and get blitzed and get hit, or you're out there running and making plays and then getting hit. So which one's it going to be, you know?
Take me through those two plays that he had after the third down and 30. Gets to DeMond, sets up fourth and 11. Then uses his legs, finds a Joe in the end zone. What did you see out of Jalen those two plays?
Well, it was a good play. I mean, scrambled out and you never want a quarterback throwing back against their body, but you saw him open and, you know, it was close because Joe didn't come back. Joe wanted to catch it for a touchdown, and he didn't really come back, and it was going to be close because the DB got there right as the ball got there. So it was a great catch by Joe, and when you throw the ball back across your body, it's going to be close. So it was close. So luckily we, got the ball in there and scored on that play.
Joe got a touchdown. Alex Lyons got a touchdown. Looking back at last year, you guys used Dawson Auto a lot. Was it a point of emphasis to get the tight ends a little more involved these last couple of weeks?
I think everybody wants tight ends that can play. They're such a major part in the blocking game and run game. Being able to block, being able to catch. It's just a mismatch on some DBs because they're bigger. I think we got Joe's a good one, even though he's not really considered a tight end. I think, he's been at Clemson. I mean, he was probably smaller then. Now he's a little bit bigger. I think if he goes on from here, he's more of a tight end than he is anything. I think Jalen Beans is the same way. You know, being 6'5", 200, I think he's more of a tight end at the next level. You know, put on 15, 20 pounds, and both those kids aren't scared to hit and or anything like that. Some guys, some receivers are. Those two aren't. So they've been playing a major role in doing some tight end stuff for us along with Alex. Alex got to be one of the top tight ends in the nation. Physically and athletically, he is really good. People just don't always hear yet. I mean, he's got four or five rides, but the major schools. I mean, he's a major school kid. But it'll come, I'm sure, here in the next couple of weeks. But He had a really good game, cut the ball well and ran the ball well when he got it. And a lot of the kids stepped up during this game because there's some scouts on the sideline and we told them that, play for your scholarship, make them not want you. And I think a lot of guys made them, or said, you better take me instead of somebody else. So, mm-hmm. So I thought that went really well, and the kids responded to that.
Tell me a little bit more, Alex. You had 44 yards this game. He had 59 the game before against Independence. What stood out that made you want to bring him here?
He's just athletic. You know, he was being used a lot as like a outside tackle for Arizona, an extra guy, just the block. He wanted to catch. He wanted to show his athleticism, and he's got a lot of it. I mean, it's unreal during practice with some of the catches he comes up with, and he's 250 pounds and 6'4", 6'5", kid that can bring the ball down and run and make spectacular catches and good football player.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about quarterback film study. Their quarterback had only thrown one interception all year. You guys picked him off twice in the first half alone. Were there any tells that you saw on film that made you show, hey, this is how we're going to make him throw interceptions?
We recruited the kid too as well. I mean, we knew we could run. I mean, he's a strong runner, good football player as far as being a quarterback that can run the ball. You run your counters with him and power reads with him and all that stuff. I mean, and he's hard to bring down. But we knew every quarterback can throw the ball up and to a receiver on a fade or a post route and either get lucky with one coming down in man. You have a 50-50 shot, and we thought he threw good balls deep. We didn't think he threw good balls short, medium range routes or anything like that. So we switched some stuff up on him and played some zone and stuff like that where we were just playing man and ended up with some picks. So we had a game plan coming in there to switch some things up that we usually do, and it worked out and made him make some mistakes, and he did, which we thought he would.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Martin had both those interceptions from outside linebacker. Tell me how he's grown into this team.
Well, he's, kid from Vanderbilt, smart kid, can run. Just needs to gain a little bit more weight to get back to that level. But, you know, he's an SEC kid that, you know, four-star kid that can make plays. That's what we saw when we recruited him. So, I mean, we expect that from our guys that we're recruiting that are four-star, five-star kids that to make plays. And he finally stepped up and made some plays. And like I said, part of that was playing some zone and dropping back there. And he just read the quarterback and picked it off.
Talk about his IQ. I feel like every single one of these linebackers this year, him, Jairi, Sam, are all very smart guys on the field. Is that something you recruit commonly?
You know, JUCO is a little bit different. I mean, we did this year because you get some lot of transfer kids, and some of those transfer kids are at high academic schools and stuff like that. I mean, in the past, I've had one from Notre Dame, one from Northwestern, you know, and places like that as well. When you recruit transfer kids, you'll get those kids once in a while. The high school kids are more of a academic reason why they can't go. That's usually when you get the high school kids that are like that, or a kid that gets lost in the shuffle, maybe comes from a small school and can play, but just needs that experience at the junior college level before he moves on. So I think the linebackers that we recruited, Jairis was a freshman coming in last year, and he's the one getting the most scholarships right now. Smart, can run, he's 6'3", you know, 215. I mean, he's going to be, if he gained 10 more pounds, all the SEC schools would be on him. If he goes somewhere right now and goes in redshirts and as an SEC school, they'll have an NFL guy when it's all said and done, after he plays 2 years. He is that good, and he's got all the G5s after him. And I'm hoping he gets a SEC offer here pretty soon, because, I mean, he's going to tear it up if he goes. He just needs that redshirt year to gain some weight. But other than that, he's smart and does everything right. The good thing about defense, we got some smart kids over there, like you mentioned, linebackers. Then you got Terrell Elliott, 4.0 guy on the defensive line here from Garden. Great kid. You know, and people back off on him because his height. I don't care about his height. He is a player. He is a player and does really well. I mean, you know, Austin Williams, a really smart kid, transferred from Colorado. So there's a lot of smart kids on the defense. That's probably why they're doing, you know, a lot better than the offense, maybe. You want the smart kids to play, you know, because they can figure things out.
So you look at these final 3 weeks of the season, two at home, close the year at Coffeyville on the road. What's the focus in these final 3 weeks to kind of fix up some of these things that have been problems early on in the year?
I told them on Sunday at our meeting, I said, the goal is to win the last three. I mean, you got Ellsworth here, and then you got number five team in the country coming in with snow. Very beatable. I mean, we just took the number one team, 2018, 7 minutes left. We can get them. If we play like we'd played against Hutch, we can get them, and then we can go and get Coffeyville. Coffeyville will be on the road, so you got to be 14 points better than Coffeyville. They've been struggling. We've been struggling. Finish it out and see what happens.
Coach, thank you for your time. Best of luck this week.
Yeah, thank you.